Hello, hello, welcome to I Know, a Beatles and So the Beatles podcast. I'm your host, Hudson Ranney. Today we are going to be talking about Red Rose Speedway, the album, how it was originally intended, and I'm taking tracks from that era, B-sides, non-album singles, pretty sure there's a couple on here, and making an ultimate Red Rose Speedway, just a single record with songs. Personally, Red Rose Speedway has always been a middle-of-the-road album for me. I like it a lot, but it wouldn't be in my top 10 Paul albums. It's like a solid 7.5 out of 10 for me for Paul. It just always has. The double on One Case, I absolutely love, and I would probably, I might do a video where that I count that as a Paul McCartney album. That might be in the top 10 Paul albums. I think it would be. So, starting out, and I made this in an album format, so like, if this was an LP, it would be about the same length. So we open up with Big Barn Bed. Now, what a wonderful opener it is. The lyrics are nonsense, but musically, I love it. And it, just the way it goes, bam, ba bam, opens up a record perfectly. And like with the thing, the song Night Out opening up the double album, it's a great opener. But I was used to the regular Big Barn album before opening up on Red Rose Speedway Normal, just before I knew that one. So I keep that as Big Barn Bed as the opener for side one. Number two, we go to another song that was on the original album, and that is Get on the Right Thing. Great song, kind of a little bit of a rocker. Paul has some really nice vocals. I like, you know, trying to get a little love, you can't go wrong, get on the right thing. That I really enjoy. I love the song. Just great beat, great lyrics. But yeah, that's Get on the Right Thing. Now, track three. We have Country Dreamer, which is a really country song. I really enjoy it. It's got a country flavor to it. I almost think it could fit on Wildlife, as weird as that may sound. I do think it could fit really well on Wildlife. But that's just me. But yeah, Country Dreamer as track three. Now track four, I have the classic My Love, which is a top five Paul ballads. And I think that that song is as good as anything the Beatles ever did. Beautiful, I love the guitar solo from Henry McCulloch, I believe. You know, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, it's a wonderful track. It was a huge number one hit, which I think is awesome. And we close side one out with, I think this has kind of been considered like a classic now. I think it was kind of an underrated track, but it's gotten a lot of popularity as being a very good album track. And that is Little Lamb Dragonfly. I'm going to tell you that I love this song, bits and pieces. Just a great song. I think it's gorgeous. The medleys and the lyrics are really great. But I would definitely want that to close side one because I think it does it so perfectly. On the regular Red Rose album. So side two, we are going to the track Single Pigeon, which also opened up the original Red Rose album. So I love that track. Like, I think it's a little bit corny for me. I like it a lot. I wouldn't say it's my favorite track on the album, but I play the song. I would play it, but it's not a song that I would just put on this album to hear. But I do enjoy the song. So that is track one on side two. Now track two on side two, I have the song I Lie Around, which is a great song. I believe Denny Lane co-wrote this song, possibly. I like the lyrics, you know, I lie around all over the place. I just love it. Almost sounds a little bit like Get on the Right Thing to me. Those two songs sound like sister songs almost. But great track, I Lie Around. So the next track, which is I gave Linda a song on this album. This is a song that I just adore. And that is Seaside Woman. I love the harmony in it. It's kind of offbeat and awkward at times, but I just love this song and I adore it. And Linda only had one song on a proper album. Now, if I think correctly, she had two other songs in Wings. Oriental Night, Fish Palace, I think, is one of them. I know somebody is very obsessed with that song. Tom Hunyadi loves that song, I know. And Cook of the House from Speed of Sound and Oriental Night Plaza Fish was on one of the B-sides for Band on the Run, I believe, possibly. But yeah, Seaside Woman. Now we close side two with a wonderful medley, which I really have come to enjoy over the years. I never liked this medley on first, but now I've came to really enjoy it. But yeah, that's my take on Red Rose Speedway. So if this was this album, this would definitely be a top 10 all album. Now, if we're talking about the original Red Rose Speedway, I don't know where I rank this album. Pulse catalog, I think I had it probably in between like 10 and 15. I'd probably have it at like 15 or 14 now that I rethink of it. But this double album would definitely be a top 10 all album for me personally, because I've just always adored that album personally ever since I first heard it. So I'm going to thank you for listening. Please subscribe if you have not already. A lot of my viewers haven't subscribed, and I would really appreciate the favor to do so. I'm hoping to get at least 50 subscribers, maybe 100 in the next year. That's my goal, is by 2022, turn it around. We have 50 subscribers, which I really hope. So thank you very much. Please listen, share this with people. I'm your host, Vincent Ranny, and I am out of here.